that amazing grace. Father, we thank you for your amazing grace that set us free, delivered us. We thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. I'm going to start reading with verse 17. But what I really want to get to is in verse 23, but I'm going to read the story. You can find it on your device or whatever. All right. And a man in the crowd, I'm going to read out the NIV tonight. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. And when it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "O unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long will I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him, and when the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into convulsions. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or the water to kill him, but if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." Now here's what I want you to get a hold of. If you can. Now Jesus thought, see, the man said, "But if you can do anything." Now Jesus turned back around and said, "If you can, everything is possible." Everything is possible to him who believes. Now I want you to notice that when the man said that, "If you can," Jesus immediately turned it back around to him. "If you can, everything is possible to him that believes." Now, this phrase should really, it should jump in our spirit when we hear that phrase. It should cause us to realize that all things are possible with God. And you see, what Jesus actually is saying, "Hey, I can take care of it, but what about you? Can you uphold your end of the bargain? Can you do what you need to do?" Now, you know, we see this man come to Jesus, this boy. I mean, probably if it's been from childhood, so evidently the boy was had grown into a man by now, because Jesus asked him how long, and he said from childhood, so we know it wasn't a child. So he had probably grown up. And I am sure that by this time, dealing with that young man, that he was probably tired and probably had been disappointed many times at the condition, and people had probably told him, "Well, hey, listen, this is just the way it's going to be, you know." And when we sometimes you get with people that have been disappointed so many times, time and time again, until then when they talk to you, they talk to you with a hopelessness in their voice and with a hopeless stare on their face. You know, they get to the point that they don't even believe that possibility exists anymore. You know, they become so distraught that they become blind to the fact that possibilities do exist. And I've seen people do this in the natural, become so disappointed and so disheartened till they just don't even look anymore. You know, all of us have suffered our dreams and desires that might have been crashed on the rocks of adversity. You know, I mean, all of us have faced that. But we often fail to realize that people that have experienced success have had setbacks and disappointments. But they kept seeing the possibilities. They kept seeing the possibilities. And, there are things we need to realize. No matter how disappointing we get, no matter how everything looks, we need to realize that possibility exists. No matter what we see or don't see, possibilities exist for us. Right where we are, possibility exists right where you are. In the middle of your worst nightmare or in the middle of your greatest victory, possibility still exists. Sometimes people get in the middle of their worst nightmare and they can't see any more possibilities because everything is so bleak. But they get in the middle of a great victory and they don't see any more possibilities because it looks like all the victories have been won. But hey, all the victories haven't been won. Everything is still available. Everything is still possible more than you have ever experienced. You know, John Mason, I don't know whether anybody knows John Mason or not. He lives right here in Tulsa. He's an author. He writes some very interesting books. He's got one that's called You Were Born an Original, Don't Die a Copy. Anybody ever read any of John Mason's stuff? I see some hands. In that book, he said, we all live under the same sky, but we don't all have the same horizon. Expanding your horizon means being able to see the greater potential that is all around you. And I want us to look at some things from this story. Now, this man, probably he wouldn't have come to Jesus if he didn't have a dream of his son being healed. He had probably been to every place, everything, everywhere that he could think of to go to try to get him help. Because I'm sure parents in that day are no different than we parents of today. And all of us, I mean, and grandparents. But I know I would, and Lynette, and I'm sure you're the same way. It doesn't matter if my kids or my grandkids need something, I'm going to exhaust every avenue, every way possible to see that they get it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody with me? Anybody in the same boat with me? Well, I got about 45 of you anyway, so good. I think I see more people in here that's got kids than that. Maybe he just didn't want to lift your hand. You see, I'm sure that he had a dream of his son being free from these tormenting spirits. Because every parent that I have ever talked to through the years that they had a matter with a child, they had a dream of that child being well. Hello. Can you imagine the setbacks and the disappointments that he had probably faced through the years? You know, but somehow he managed to keep thinking and maybe even dreaming, there is a way. There is a way. There is a way that my son can be. And that desire to see his son well led him to Jesus and his disciples. You know, God created all of us with the ability to dream. Actually, dreams are seeds for our future. They're actually a preview, you might want to say, of the possibilities that exist for you. You know, when you go to work in a certain place, you begin to see and dream of the possibilities of promotion and moving up the ladder and so forth and so on. When you go to university, college to study, there are dreams that build up within inside of you of what this education can do for me and where I can be. And we all, I mean, everybody has those. I mean, as kids, everybody had some kind of dream of something that they wanted to do. And many people grow up and accomplish that dream. Now, I never had a dream of being a preacher. My dad was a preacher and I didn't want nothing to do with it. I did have a dream of being either being a geologist or a meteorologist or a race car driver. And when I was in Garland Junior High School, my 7th, 8th, and 9th grade year, I read every book in our library that had anything to do with racing, horse racing, car racing, drivers, about drivers, autobiographies, biographies. I read everything. I read about Kentucky Derby winners and all of this. And there, as I was thinking about this today and I look back on that, you know, as I begin to think about that, every one of those that become a success had setbacks. But I also realized that every one of them talked about their dream. You know, I was reading a book about a guy who had a race horses, and his dream was to win the Kentucky Derby. Probably every farm or ranch that breeds race horses, their dream is to win the Kentucky Derby. You know, when I started listening to, I went to my first car race when I was 15, and I started listening to the Indianapolis 500. And you go out to those dirt tracks. I went out there around Dallas to the dirt track. I'm 15 here, and those guys, they dreamed of going to driving Indianapolis at the Indy 500. That time, that was the big race. NASCAR wasn't it was there, but it wasn't much. And do you know, a lot of those guys did. Jimmy McElreef was a racer in one. I saw him race as in the dirt cars, in old jalopy cars, we called them back then. But he raced, and his dream was that. I've seen this happen. But you see, to make a dream become a reality, you got to see it before it happens. I know my dad used to tell people all the time, see yourself healed. See yourself healed. You know, seize your dreams. I'm going to sort of wiggle around in this tonight. I'm going different directions with this. But see yourself accomplishing your dream in the natural. See yourself accomplishing your dream in the spiritual side. You see, the size of your dream will greatly determine the greatness of your future. My dad told me all the time, he said, son, he said, dream big. He said, set your goals high. Don't set them low. He said, if you set your goals high and reach half of them, you've accomplished something. If you set them low and reach all of them, you hadn't done anything. That's what he used to tell me all the time. Anybody ever heard of a fellow by the name of Woodrow Wilson? How many of you know who Woodrow Wilson is? Well, we got a lot of people raising their hand. How many people don't know who Woodrow Wilson is? B? Woodrow Wilson was a president at one time of the United States. He made this statement. He said, we grow great by dreams. All big men are dreamers. They see things in the soft haze of a spring day or in the red fire of a long winter's evening. Some of us let those dreams die. but others nourish and protect them. Nurse them through the bad days until they bring them to the sunshine and the light, which comes always to those who sincerely hope that their dreams will come true. Are you a dreamer? Do you have dreams? Don't give up. It's possible if you'll do something about it. Secondly, this man got connected to the right place and with the right people. He went to Jesus. Well, even when the disciples couldn't, he went to Jesus. You know, connecting with God on a regular basis will help you. I don't know whether you know that or not. You know, the truth is we need to ask God to help us to connect with the right people to fulfill our dreams. Nobody fulfills their dream alone. It takes working together to accomplish. Now let me say another thing to you here tonight. If you have a level of a 14 dream, don't hook up with people that try to squeeze your dream into a 5x7 frame. Now, you see, you can't hang around with people that don't dream big. If they do, they'll stifle your dreams. You know, or you need to know something. You can actually. Let me put this in here. You can always measure the possibilities that a person sees by the words they speak. So begin to search for people that have the right answers. Hang with people that have dreams bigger than yours. Connect with people who are possibility thinkers. And avoid those who dwell on the impossibilities of why something can't be done. Jesus was a possibility thinker. He said, everything is possible to him that believes in Mark 9:23. Now, this man then obtained knowledge. You see, the first knowledge he had to obtain was that Jesus was healing people. He obtained the knowledge. Then we've got to obtain the correct knowledge so that we can see things correctly. Knowledge is power. It empowers us to view correctly and see possibilities. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Some people cannot see the possibilities because they don't have the right information, the right knowledge. Therefore, many die never having experienced the possibilities that are theirs. Now, this man came to Jesus, and that's where he got the knowledge he needed to have to get his son healed. Now, let me digress just a minute here. With the right knowledge, our mind's eye can begin to actually see how the possibility can become a reality. Now, we need to obtain natural knowledge so that we're aware of all the natural possibilities. That's why we need to get an education. And education does not stop when you get that bachelor's degree or that master's or that doctor's degree. Education doesn't stop at high school. Education doesn't stop if you don't go to college, but you begin to work. Education, if you want to be successful, education continues. You must continue to learn. Another thing that we need to do is we need to observe. Some people don't observe, so they don't learn anything. I mean, I guess I picked this up from my dad, I guess, because he was an observant guy. But I've just always been that way. If I was playing ball and I'm on the sideline, I'm observing the guy's position that I'm going to take. If I get in the game, I'm observing what's going on. How's this thing going? I'm observing what's going on. I used to, as a kid, man, I'd travel with my dad and go to all these different churches, and I would watch how they did stuff on the platform. I would watch everything. I said, man, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know, I asked Dad about it, and Dad would say, well, son, some people just are not very smart. I remember I was about 12 years old. But, you know, I have always observed everything. When Charlie Daniels was building this building, he had it was almost finished. And there was just a few little bitty things that need to be done in one of the rooms. And we went in. And he said, you haven't been. I said, well, what about this and what about that? And what? He said, you hadn't been in here 30 seconds and you already see the punch list that I've got made up to do tomorrow on this room. I just observe things. I think if some people that won't go into ministry, you need to observe what not to do out of some people. See, natural knowledge is important to help us, but we need spiritual knowledge so that we can see the supernatural possibilities that exist. New possibilities exist daily for you. In God's power, obtaining knowledge of God's word comes from what? Reading the word. Now, let's look at the fourth thing that this man, after this man received knowledge, what did he receive knowledge? He received knowledge of the fact that Jesus said, if you believe, you can receive. That's the knowledge he received, okay? Now, immediately, he acted on that knowledge he had the best he could. Now, he got a lot of people condemn him because of what he said. He said, I do believe, help me to overcome my unbelief. The truth is, all of us can believe some things, but there's sometimes our faith is not strong enough for what we want to believe far over here. So now what? It comes back to obtaining knowledge. So faith, we need faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We come back to the word of God. If you don't have the faith for the possibility that you see that exists, then get in the word, strengthen your faith, so that you can be like Paul told the Thessalonians, your faith groweth exceedingly. And then you can grow your faith to your possibility and make it become a reality. You see, here we ask ourselves a question. Do I have a dream? Yeah. Well, hold on to it. Your dream is a preview of the possibilities in your life. Stop wishing you were somewhere else and start looking for the possibilities that exist right where you're at. Now, if you notice, I'm walking both sides of the road in it. I'm walking on the natural side and the spiritual side because both of these are needed for both sides. Okay? One thing is for sure, God knows that possibilities exist right here in this community. He knows that possibilities exist for income. He knows that possibilities exist for employment. He knows that possibilities exist for promotion wherever you're working. He knows that possibility exists for you to find favor. He knows that possibilities exist. So, ask God to help you find them and show you where they are. And once he helps you find them and shows you where they are, then you do something about it. Amen. Come on now. You see, when he showed, you know, Jeremiah spoke these prophetic words when he said, call, talking about God, call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. I don't know how many times I've asked God for certain when I needed something and I asked God even in the natural, and he would show me where to go and what to do and so forth and so on. So I want you to realize that everything is possible with you that believe. Lift your eyes and see the possibilities that exist around you. Now this boy went on and God went on. If you go and read the rest of the story, after he said, help my unbelief, then the Lord talked a little bit and then he cast the spirit out of the boy and the boy received his healing, so to speak. Let me ask you a question tonight. How many of you in here tonight would like to healing for your body? Let me see your hand. If you need healing for your body, let me see your hand in this place. How many of you believe the possibility exists to be healed? How many of you believe that you can be healed tonight? Amen. Now I want to go a step further. How many of you believe that you will be healed tonight? Amen. If you believe you will be healed tonight, I want you to stand up and come down here and the ushers are going to help you line up right now. Some of you on one side, some on the other. Just get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Stand on that pink line. Hallelujah to Jesus. Get ready to receive. Get ready to receive. See yourself healed right now. The possibility exists. It's there. Now see yourself healed. Everybody else in the congregation, you stand up. As I begin to pray for these people here, I want you to be praying with me, or Patrick and them are going to be singing. You can sing with them. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive your healing.
Healing
receive
healing
right
here.
Now. Receive your healing right now. Receive right now. God, we got a couple of cloths over here we'll pray for. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Reach your hand out as I pray for one of these cloths. Pray with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Infant with staph infection. Thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Heal. Heal this child. Thank you, Lord, for the healing power flowing in. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And then malignant tumors in the lip nodes. Plead healing for the lungs. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Command these malignant tumors to dry, die, leave his body. Oh, lungs become normal. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now those belong to somebody. If you brought it, you come and get it when the service is over. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Did anybody get anything out of this tonight? I want you to take that and use it on both sides of the fence. Use it in the natural and use it in the spiritual. Because God wants us to see the possibilities in our natural life. He wants us to be successful there as we are in our spiritual life. You know, John in John there in his epistles, it says, "Beloved, I may that I pray that you would be." That you prosper and be in health, even as your spirit, as your soul prospers. Yes. So, hallelujah to Jesus. Sometimes when you've been praying for people, you're still under the anointing. You know, your brain not thinking good. Hallelujah. But see, that, in fact, if you read that, that's three areas, isn't it? The natural, healing, and spiritually. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, if you happen to be in this place tonight and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, our altar care team, the ladies will be over here and the men on this side. Or if you don't know whether you've ever asked Christ in your life or not, you just go to church. Or if you know you need to just rededicate your life to God tonight, I want you to come down here and pray with these people. If you need prayer for the Holy Spirit, prayer in agreement for a job or something else, come down here and they'll pray with you as we're dismissed, okay? Connection team, go find those first-time guests. And let's take them to that special place so they can receive that special gift that we have for them. We want to thank you for being with us. If you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Welcome home. You found it right here. Just come and enjoy this family. We call ourselves the Rhema family. Praise God. Praise God.